Hello, Autism Warrior, and welcome to Barefoot Autism Warriors podcast. I'm Ninka Benedict Mauritsen, and I am here to tell you that autism is a consciousness test, it's a wake-up call, and it's your chance to turn your life around. And when you do, everything changes. So if you've ever longed for something to do to help your child from suffering from the most stressful of the symptoms, but you're overwhelmed because you're either told there's nothing you can do, or you're told that there are 10,000 things you have to do, like exclusion diets, protocols, supplements, tests, practitioners, and none of it really works because nothing that is a one-size-fits-all solution will ever work for all children. And if you've ever felt overwhelmed because of your child's symptoms and fearful about the future, and you want to turn the most stressful symptoms around like I did for my son, who overcame stimming, sleepless nights, ritualistic behavior, aggression, meltdowns, learning difficulties, no eye contact, no physical contact. And we did this by addressing the underlying messages behind autism symptoms that nobody seems to talk about, so that you can get your life and your child and your dreams for the future back. So this podcast is a place to be for you to find all the tools and insights you need to turn autism around using the five underlying messages behind autism symptoms. The consciousness test, the wake-up call, we're addressing that. Nature deficiency and what that means. The emotional journey that can lead to an autism turnaround when you address your trauma, when you address your self-sabotage patterns and the self-parenting patterns that you have that's now currently affecting your parenting of your autistic child. The environmental loads and issues that have contributed to this situation that you're in. And finally, bioindividuality, nutrition and supplements and lifestyle that's based on your child's biotype and bioindividual needs. You are in the right place if this is for you, and that's what we do in each podcast. That's how I changed my life and my child and the future, and that's how I've helped thousands of women already in Barefoot Autism Warriors community. So welcome to this podcast, and let's get started. If everyone knew what I'm about to reveal to you in this podcast, we would not have an autism epidemic. This is what I truly and fully believe. And I think you'll agree with me when you've listened to this podcast. So you have to stay tuned because I'm going to reveal the most important cause of autism symptoms. In order of importance, it's the second most important cause, and that is nature deficiency. How nature deficiency in light, so deficiency in light, in soil, dirt, natural frequencies, a life in sync with the smells and the rhythms and the cycles of nature, how an indoor artificial lifestyle is linked to many of the most common autism symptoms, and how it literally changed my life and my son's life and our future, that we used nature as part of the healing plan. And I want you to know how to do this because it's free, it's easy, it's accessible. And when you start implementing it, things will change really fast for you. Also, the things that people tell you you can't change for your child. So you may want to listen to the end because the last part is the most critical in order to you to fully get a picture of how important this is and in order for you to get started. When you've listened to this episode, please rate it, give it 5 stars, leave me a review, and share this episode with as many people as you can. When you rate it and when you subscribe to this podcast and you leave a review, you will help me spread this message about how we can turn autism around in nature to as many moms as possible so that we can turn this epidemic around. That's my mission, that's my passion, that's my ministry. And I hope you'll help me do this work. So go to barefootautismwarriors.com and download my free ebook and my free on-demand video training. I have a grounding guide. I have a nutrition guide for those of you who want to get started with that. I have a lot of free resources there. And when you sign up for any of them, you will hear from me in your inbox every week. And that will also give you a chance to personally record a message or a question for me so that I can help you personally in your journey. That's what I'm here to do. And let's dive into this week's episode. Now, before we begin, I want you to understand this is not just some idea I've had. This is not just my experience, even though my experience of moving from the city into nature with my child and the many changes that it just in almost instantly happened or instigated for us, there's actually a lot of science behind this. So there's a reason why by moving from the city and the noise and the toxins and being indoors all the time, having shoes on our feet all the time, moving from that environment into nature where we had access to natural forests and trees and barefoot walking, grass, and the sounds of nature and sunlight and daylight and grounding and soil and the earth and the sounds of nature, why that changed my son's behavior so that he went from stimming, screaming, sleepless nights, aggression, no ability to have eye contact or focus, his ritualistic behavior and all those things that went away. That is, I'm so honored to be able to share that that was mainly because of the five underlying messages behind autism that we addressed. Number one is the consciousness test. Number two is nature deficiency. Number three is the emotional journey. Number four is environment. And number five is bio-individual nutrition and lifestyle changes and the brain. But today we're only focusing on the second most important message behind autism symptoms and also the second most important tool to turn things around, nature deficiency. So if we look at the science behind this, just to mention a few studies, there's a study from Japan, from the Chiba University in Japan, showing how 40 minutes walk in forests lower the levels of cortisol. And if you've ever been around a child who's having tantrums and screaming and ritualistic behavior, they are almost like in a constant state of fight and flight, which causes a lot of cortisol floating around in the system that they can't really get rid of. And so this study show that there might be a reason why my son's tantrums just were disappearing when we started going into the forest every day to exercise with him. Also, the Nippon Medical School has shown that the aroma, the smell in the forest, is protective against disease and it improves the immune system and it lowers the blood pressure. So if you have been looking into the underlying issues with autism, you probably know that many of these children have a weak immune system. They have a lot of skin issues. They have a lot of digestive issues. They, and my son as well, he had asthma, he had allergies, he had eczema. He was always sick, so he always needed medication in order to deal with some disease. And that went away when we went into nature. We did other things, which you will know if you're listening to my podcast regularly. But this is interesting because this just proves why nature was such an important part of the turnaround process for us. In a 2016 study in the Journal for Environmental Health, it was reported that inhaling forest, it's called phytoncides, I think it's called phytoncides, increase natural killer cells, which means that it improves the immune system and it lowers the risk of cancer. That is incredibly interesting. Another study showed that two walks in the forest on consecutive days, lowered increased the natural killer cells in an individual by 50%. Now, when you have a lot of oxidative stress, which is often the case with children on the spectrum, a lot of inflammation, a lot of health issues that's based on the fact that they also deal with blocked methylation, they have oxidative stress, they have inflammation, they have a high toxic load, they have digestive issues. Getting into a situation where you can actually increase the natural killer cells and support the immune system simply by walking in the forest is incredible news. It's free, and there's a reason why I believe that this is the case, and we'll get to what historically and biologically is the reason behind the incredibly healing capacity of nature for these children. We know now that there's an autism epidemic, and that if nothing changes from now until 2035, chances are that 1 in 5 children will have autism or be on the autistic spectrum. No matter how much we accept autism, that is not sustainable. There's no society that can deal with that amount of children needing care, children needing supervision. We're not talking about high functioning autism here. We're talking about children who are stimming, screaming, having ritualistic behavior, needing support and supervision and support in learning, support in everything throughout their lives. This is correlated with the fact that 80% of Americans live in cities. This is actually a really big problem. So in fact, we moved from living in nature, sleeping on the ground, hunting and gathering the food, being exposed to sunlight, more or less naked throughout the day, living in tribes, feeding, getting food from the land, being exposed to nature and the soil in nature, walking barefoot on the ground, and constantly being in movement and being outside and being in sync with the rhythms and cycles of nature. We moved throughout the industrialization to a more and more passive lifestyle when we invented electricity, we invented light, we invented refrigerators, and we industrialized the food chain and the food supply and the agriculture so that we had access to food all year long, all day long. And we had refrigerators so we could keep food for longer. We could eat all the time. We didn't have to go outside and get it and move around for it. We moved indoors inside warm houses exposed to electrical light and spending more and more life passively indoors, not moving, not being in contact with nature, eating more and more food all year long, and actually more and more carbs, more and more processed foods. And this is all part of the problem. Living indoors is very artificial and unnatural to the human body. And every time we go inside, the body is confused because the body is designed to navigate from understanding where the sun is in the sky. The main body clock is in the retina and the eye. And the eye reads the sun when it gets up. And every single organ in the body has a clock. And they are all connected to the main body clock, which is in the eye, in the retina, which responds to light. Light is an epigenetic switch for so many functions in the body. We're not just talking about sleep and hormones and mood. We're talking about all the functions in the bodies that are linked to organs, because all organs have a clock. On the skin, we have body clocks that reads light as well and responds to light. And so in many ways, our indoor city lifestyle is contributing to this epidemic. This is not just about one thing causing autism. I don't subscribe to the fact that it's one thing, one toxin in one medication or doctors doing this to our children. This is part of an existential problem and a biological crisis where we moved humanity from its natural environment in tribes outside, naked on the ground, in contact with nature 24/7, indoors, exposed to foods that are unnatural, lights that are unnatural, temperatures that are unnatural, life conditions, isolated in tiny apartments or homes that are unnatural to human beings. We don't have contact with the soil. We don't have contact with animals. We're not exposed to healthy bacteria, and our immune systems cannot be strong and well educated because it's not introduced to the ecosystem. It's not introduced to the bacteria in the soil. It's not introduced to nature. And that, in combination with our nervous system being completely wrecked because of all the noise, all the toxins, all the sounds, all the environmental triggers, the artificial food, the nervous system is calibrated to nature. So it vibes at the same frequency as nature. And that's why being indoors is like putting a wild animal in a cage inside a zoo, and you can look at wild animals who are in cages and look at their behavior. How unnatural is that behavior? So let's just talk a little bit more about the different studies that's been done about this that will give you more confidence in understanding how important nature is for your child and for the healing process. I truly, truly believe that these children belong in nature, and that nature is calling the children back home. That it's almost like we have abducted the humans away from the original mother, nature, away from her and into an environment that is completely foreign to them, and that these children cannot exist like this. And that is what the symptoms are telling us. So in 2015, there was a study in the Proceedings of Natural Academy of Sciences. So that's the title of the journal. A 2015 study in the Proceedings of Natural Academics of Science, or Academy of Sciences. And the study showed that 90 minutes walk lower the activity in the brain that is linked to depression and anxiety. Now you might say, well, depression and anxiety, what does that have to do with autism? If you're studying the behavioral issues that many of the children, especially the ones that are that usually would be diagnosed with infantile autism. I know that all these different categories are now removed, so autism is just one thing. But the children who dealt with or deal with ritualistic behavior and meltdowns and regression and stimming and screaming and anger, they have symptoms that are similar to depression and anxiety. My son, for example, he would be out of his mind anxious if we had to go somewhere. He would want to pack all of his toys, all of his clothes, and he would be screaming and protesting if we even had to go for a ride as a family. Every time we went shopping, he went into full-on panic mode. And he was crying and crying and crying and crying. Whatever you call that, whether you call it depression or anxiety, anything that can lower the activity in the brain that's linked to those two things, depression and anxiety, will be beneficial for children. So a 90-minute walk a day will help your child regulate behavioral stressful issues that for my family caused an inability to be with our family, an inability to be together as a family. We had to split up the family. We couldn't go for a drive. We couldn't go shopping. We couldn't participate in any social life. It was pure survival because he would panic. He would run in front of a car. He would jump from a balcony. He would scream. He would run away from us. And he was in constant danger because of his anxious and panic and depressed behavior and modes. So how about this study at University of Illinois where they looked at ADHD symptoms and they saw that kids who went for 20-minute walks in nature, kids who played in nature on a daily basis, had milder ADHD symptoms than kids that were indoors. Now, why is that relevant to you? If we look at autism and we look at the work that William Walsh has done on autism and looked at the 8,000 kids that's been through his nonprofit studies at the Walsh Institute, we know that about 80% of all children have methylation issues. So they have methylation blocks. And methylation is linked to neurotransmitter activity, is linked to hormones, is linked to enzymes, it's linked to detoxification. But especially when it comes to mood swings, low mood, depressive mood, ritualistic behavior, perfectionism, and almost OCD-like tendencies, that is linked to what we call or some reference to as undermethylation, which is actually blocked methylation pathways. And so kids who deal with that, who has that issue, which we might think is about 80%, probably more than 80%, will definitely have an easier life if they are outside playing more. And when I talk about outside playing more, I really want to encourage you to do that bare feet and grounding, because it literally dumps cortisol. So that you ground out the cortisol when you're barefoot to the ground. You also dump the positive charges in the body, which is something you can only do when you poop and when you pee and when you sweat and when you ground to the earth. You can find grounding sheets so that the child can sleep grounded like we were used to and like we're designed to, sleeping grounded on the soil, on the earth every night. You can mimic that by buying a grounding sheet and sleep grounded. On my website, barefootautismwarriors.com, under free resources, you can find a complete guide to grounding based on a podcast episode I did with the most respected expert on grounding and autism called Clint Ober. I've also recorded a podcast with him that you can find on my website as well. And you can Google or DuckDuckGo Clint Ober and grounding and Barefoot Autism Warriors. Let's dive into the different aspects of nature deficiency that your child might be dealing with. My child certainly did. And when we addressed it, the symptoms also changed. So as I mentioned, light, sunlight, daylight is an epigenetic switch. It affects the main body clock in the retina, which responds to light. And because it's so important for the many body clocks in every organ and on the skin, because it's so important, this epigenetic switch that daylight represents, it's important for our appetite, it's important for our ability to create melatonin so that we can fall asleep at night, which is why many of these children have issues with sleeping, because they don't get enough time outdoors. They don't get this epigenetic switch turning on the production of melatonin later on in the nighttime, where the body needs to wind down. Instead, the child's inside, exposed to electrical blue light, so that the body thinks, oh my God, it's daylight, I need to wake up. That's why the child cannot sleep at night. And that's why you need to remove screens and LED lights and blue light and fluorescent light from the house at night, or turn it off. We'll get to that in a sec, about how you deal with this, how you deal with this deficiency. But because it's so important for our sleep, our energy production, our health and well-being, appetite, hormones, the sun, it's almost like the body responds to the sun just like a reward mechanism. So the sun, because it's so important, it's so brilliantly designed that the body produces dopamine-like reward mechanism feelings when you are in the sun, so that you are naturally attracted to the sun. That's why it feels amazing to be at the beach on a sunny day. That's why you seek the sun when the sun sets. You want to go and watch the sunset, because it's so important for the body to be exposed to sunrise and sunset and sunlight. Of course, you need to make sure you don't get burnt. I'm not talking about frying in the sun. I'm talking about 20 minutes in the AM hours and going out and watching the sunset without looking straight into the sun, okay? That is something that will definitely have a massive effect on sleep and on appetite and on mood and on so many other things. But because it's so important to the body, and because the body deals with that importance by making you addicted to the sun, by giving you these dopamine-like reward mechanism signals when you're in the sun, if your child is always inside and if you're not exposed to daylight, the body knows that it needs this light. So it will seek that dopamine, that reward mechanism, in other ways. This is where we get addicted to screens. This is where we get addicted to social media or gaming. This is where the children get addicted to the iPad. Because we seek that light, that dopamine, that reward mechanism in other ways when we're not exposed to it naturally. Which is why I always say that if your child is addicted to the iPad or gaming or greens or doesn't want to get outside, is actually the remedy, the medicine for that is to be outside in the sunlight, because that is what we are designed to do. So how to deal with this? Get outside. Get outside every day, preferably for an hour a day. Make sure you get grounding done while you are outside in the daylight. You can get straps for your shoes so that you always walk grounded. And you can get that for your children's shoes as well. It's actually in my grounding guide if you download that on my website, barefootautismwarriors.com. Make sure that in the evening, where we are designed to be outside watching the sunset and then go to sleep, that you are using red lights, you can use Himalayan salt lamps, you can use candle lights that are non-toxic. It's a really good idea to light a fire outside if you can, or if you have a fireplace inside, gather around that fireplace, turn down the light, switch off the screens, because the screens confuse the body clock. The screens make the body think that it's daylight, time to get up, time to wake up, time to go out and hunt. And that is actually really bad for the metabolism. It's bad for the hormones. It's bad for the sleep. It's bad for the balance of the digestion. It's bad for everything, because the body is designed now to digest, repair, and detoxify. And if we don't get the sleep that we need throughout the night, the body cannot detoxify, the body cannot repair, the body cannot digest the many impressions of the day. And this is why these children just tend to get worse and worse and worse, and get worse and worse in their sleeplessness as well. And that's not something that we solve simply by giving more magnesium or Epsom baths or whatever we do. We need to make sure that children sleep at night in a dark room, in a cool room, and that they're not exposed to artificial light at night. They're not sleeping with the light on. They're not sleeping with screens on or phones on. And they are outside in the daytime. That's what we did in the old days. That's what we need to do again. So that was light. That's a massive component in the nature deficiency that cause autism. And the tool to turn this around is to check in with the daylight every single day. Get outside. Number two nature deficiency component that is causing symptoms that we will then label as autism is lack of grounding. Now, lack of grounding is almost like not charging the phone. You always charge your phone. You know that you need to plug in the phone in order to charge the batteries. And the battery of the body is in every cell, and it's called the mitochondria. And our battery, our body batteries, they actually work much like electrical batteries. So they need electrical currents, and they need lights, and they need water in order to charge and in order to create and transport energy and transport things in and out of cells. So when we are never grounded, that is the only way that we can charge the body, is by grounding. When we're not grounding, we are building up static electricity. We're building up too much positive charge. And anybody who knows something about electronics and about batteries know that they need a positive and a negative charge. We cannot just have positive charge in the body and have a well-functioning battery. So we need to charge with the negative charge from the earth and dump some of the positive charge into the earth, dump cortisol by being barefoot on the ground. So take off those shoes. But there's another aspect to grounding and being connected to the soil. There's actually two other healing aspects of that we are deficient in, that is causing problems for our kids with autism. And if you have a child like my child who was always sick, had poor digestive health, eczema, had respiratory issues, always impaired immune system, always caught infections or yeast infections or bacteria or viruses, constantly sick, there's a reason for that. And I want to mention a case study that was something I heard on a a webinar series about the immune system. And there was this doctor who had a client with a child that was extremely sick. And the doctor said to this child's mom, well, describe his day. What's he do all day long? Well, he's inside and he's playing games, mostly eating processed foods inside. And the doctor said, you got to get him outside if you want to heal this child. And so he suggested that she made a mud bath for this child and that they started creating mud cakes. The theory was that because the soil contains healthy bacteria that will train the immune system to be strong and to be able to know what is enemy, what's virus, what's bacteria, and what's my own tissue, so that the immune system is strong and fights off virus, bacteria, and invaders, but it doesn't attack your own tissue, which is what happens with autoimmune diseases. And there's a lot of autoimmune-like reactions in the kids on the spectrum. This is what happens with the food intolerances, with the eczema. It's what happens with many of the things that they're dealing with. An overactive immune system, actually, or an impaired immune system is almost always part of the picture with children who have symptoms that we label as autism. So this child went outside and created mud cakes with mom every day. And within a very short amount of time, the child was healed. The child was healthy. Now, the doctor said that he thought it was mainly the soil educating the immune system and making the immune system strong enough to heal the child. I say there are two other aspects to this mud bath that makes it such a powerful medicine. One is that you are outside when you're doing mud play and mud cakes. So the child was exposed to daylight. And so the sun hits the eye and that affects the immune system, that affects metabolism, that affects sleep. And you can't have a strong immune system without healthy sleep. It makes sure that you create melatonin so that the child can sleep at night and detoxify and rest and repair at night. So many things happen when we are exposed to daylight. So that was issue number two. And then the grounding. So when you are making mud cakes, you're grounding to the earth. You're charging the mitochondria, the batteries inside. You are grounding out the cortisol. It's anti-inflammatory and it's dealing with oxidative stress, according to Clint Ober in the grounding guide that you can find on my website, barefootautismwarriors.com. Well, is that not crucial information? Does that not logically just make so much sense when you think about it? And yet, what we do when these children have eczema and inflammation and anxiety, panic attacks, meltdowns, screaming, stimming, can't sleep at night, can't take in information, also because they're so physically sick as well. What do? Well, we give them medication or we put them into ABA therapy indoors, inside for hours and hours on end with shoes on. They sleep ungrounded. They live indoors ungrounded. They're not exposed to sunlight. What are we actually thinking? Nature deficiency is a massive cause of autism. And I just want to emphasize that again and again and again. So get the grounding done as a daily ritual. That is a very powerful medicine for your child, in my opinion. No doctor ever told me about this. This is something we have to figure out for ourselves. Speaking of water, I'm just having a sip of water. We are now we have reached tool number three, nature deficiency problem number three, water. Our children are not necessarily sick, they are thirsty. Now, what is the reason behind, what's the reason behind this deficiency? Aren't your child drinking water, probably some juice, probably you may be even filtering your water with a reverse osmosis machine? Why does that actually probably make your child more sick? What, you might say? Yeah, I might add. So what's the reason? Water is generally dead when it reaches our glass in the kitchen. So water that is hydrating the cells has to be alive, it has to be structured, it has to be filtered so that it doesn't have chlorine, because what kills water is negativity. So almost all city water that is filtered throughout a city, exposed to all the negativity in the city and all the negative thoughts and stress of the city and the toxins of the city, is dead. Chlorine kills the water, fluoride kills the water, pesticides, hormones, plastic, and all the toxins that's in drinking water, in all drinking water that you're taking out of the faucet in your home, is dead and toxic water. And you need alive water, you need structured water. It's called sticky water, it's called EC water by the most respected experts in the field. So there's actually four phases of water. You know about the liquid water, you know about frozen water, you know about vapor, and you know about the bubbling, boiling water. But there's a fourth phase of water, which is the sticky water. That is where the molecules are organized very, very perfectly so that they can hydrate the cells, and that is the type of structure that the cell needs in order to be hydrated and in order to be healthy. And that's called sticky water, structured water, EC water. So how do you get that type of water? In nature, it would be spring water. Spring water is alive, it is oxygenized, it is moving around, it is full of information, and it is structured. So what do you do if you want to give your child, and by the way, your child needs enough water in a day in order to be healthy, and you need to study what that is for your child's size, but for an adult, it's around 1.8 liters of water per day, and it's got to be full of minerals as well. So you can filter your water. There's a lot of hype out there about water. I'm not talking about any of the basic alkaline water. No. I'm not talking about Kangen. I'm not talking about these water filter systems. I'm actually not talking about under sink reverse osmosis filters either, because they build up resistant bacteria and pathogens. They can actually contain cysts and extremely dangerous pathogens that are resistant, so that the child will never get well. And you think you're filtering your water with an expensive reverse osmosis filter, but it's never really emptied out. It's never disinfected. So it builds up shit. And that is actually very toxic in the long run. It might be the reason why the child doesn't heal. I have a guide about the myths around water filters, where I'm also linking to the best podcast I've ever heard on the topic. What we do in our family is that we use, there are two filters that do the job, period. The other filters are all hype. The one system is the good old-fashioned water distiller, and the other system is a table model reverse osmosis, not a house model system or an under sink system, because you can't clean them every week, which you have to. If you have an under sink system, you have to disinfect it every time you change the filter, and you have to empty it out every day, which you can't. So it becomes stale and it becomes toxic. So a tabletop, we have an Aqua True tabletop version. You have to fill it every day and you have to clean it every week. And it's beautiful and it's clean. And we then add trace minerals to it. And then you can use ice cubes in order to structure the water. And you can spin the water around with a wooden stick. But ice cubes actually structure the water. So that is how you can get clean, alive, structured water that will hydrate the cells. And give children enough water. And don't do juices and sodas and all these other stimulating dead sources of water. It won't work to hydrate the body. Number four is the nervous system. So why is the nervous system linked to nature deficiency? Well, as I said in the beginning, we are calibrated to the vibration and the frequency of nature. When we talked about the science and the studies in the beginning of this podcast, what came to me as a wake-up call, as a consciousness test, was that my child in the city, he never saw the stars. We never had time to just walk and look at a snail moving through the grass. We never listened to the birds singing. We never just lay down in the grass looking at the sky and the clouds just floating across the sky. We didn't walk underneath the trees. And what I know now is that that meant that we didn't get the scents and the smells from the trees, the aromas that would lower the blood pressure and strengthen our immune system and have these cancer-preventing abilities. So I believe that because we are no longer calibrated to nature, because we are indoors or we live in the city, we are lost. It is like taking a Christmas tree out from the earth, sticking it inside, and it doesn't matter if you have a pot or you just have it sitting there on the floor. It will lose its leaves, it will lose its color, it will die, and it won't thrive. And when we get to the end of this podcast, you will get the most critical part of the information, and you'll understand why this is a critical part of the healing purpose and why our children are sick. So we need, our nervous systems need to be in nature in order to be calm enough to rest, repair, relax. And actually, if a nervous system is out of balance, which a nervous system is if we are living an indoor, unnatural lifestyle, there's a state in the nervous system called the dorsal state. And in the nervous system, when we are fully relaxed, we have to get into a phase of relaxation where we are actually relaxed enough so that we can connect with other people. I don't know if you knew that, but there's been a lot of studies done about the autonomic nervous system and the vagus nerve. And in an impaired, stressed indoor lifestyle, the nervous system is so imbalanced that you never get to that relaxation where you can actually connect with other people, where you have the ability to have social skills. Now, what do we know about many of the children on the spectrum? Do they have issues with being in fight and flight chronically because of an overactive and imbalanced nervous system? Yes. Do we know that they have trouble with connecting and socializing? They have a lack of social skills? Yes. Does it help to send these people indoors to do ABA and behavioral and occupational therapy or special needs training or classes? In fact, the imbalance is due to not being in nature, not walking in the forest, not listening to the birds singing, not feeling the wind in the hair and not having to do anything but watching the clouds. Because when the nervous system is imbalanced, because you're not in nature ever and that's where you belong, guess what? Your nervous system will never get to that relaxed state where you have the ability to connect with others. It is a nervous system ability. It's a skill that is linked to a balanced nervous system and vagus nerve. So the vagus nerve is connected to many organs. And if the nervous system is imbalanced and the vagus nerve is inflamed, which it is in many of these children's cases, that affects the health of almost every important organ of the child as well, which is why they can't focus and learn, which is why they have digestive issues, because the vagus nerve reaches into the digestive system as well, and the kidneys and liver. Why do we think that these children are sick? Is it only because of something that a doctor did to them when they were infants? Or is it also because we have lost our contact to nature, which is something we know as parents from our inner wisdom that our children need? I believe so. And I believe that me moving my family from the city into the forest, being outside most of the day, taking him away from the special needs classes and into nature instead. We had a whole year where I said, he's not going to go to school because he needs to heal. And all we did was take him into nature and change his food and lifestyle. And that reversed all the symptoms that I described in the beginning of this podcast. I don't think that is coincidental at all. Last piece of the puzzle when it comes to nature deficiency is that being in our purpose is actually very linked to nature and a natural lifestyle. Now, what do I mean by that? If we look back at the way that we were designed to live in tribes, in nature, close to family members, close to the elders who provided wisdom and hung around children, took care of the kids, and learned, taught them about life and cooking. The children helped with the animals. Children were around their moms. Children were around other animals and other children. So we were exposed to the bacteria from other family members, from animals, from the soil, and that educated the immune system. But it also gave us a purpose. And in the wheel of life, when we come here to do God's work on this planet, we are in need of a purpose. And the more we are disconnected from truth and nature, the less connected we are to our purpose and to our true nature. So I'll repeat that again. The more we are disconnected from truth and nature, and truth is that we can't live in the city. Truth is that we can't eat toxic and processed foods all the time and thrive. Truth is that we can't separate kids from elders and animals and nature and their parents because we want to go to work and live in New York. Truth is that we are nature. Truth is that we are here to do good and do God's work on the planet. And so the more disconnected we are from truth and nature, the more we will suffer with the true nature of our purpose. The wheel of life is that we go through life with our tribe, we go through hardship, we go through darkness, and we get together in order to overcome this. And many of the things that we did in tribes, we learned to cope with through God and through nature. The way that trees rebuild themselves every year, the way that fall teaches us about death and rebirth, the way that rites of passage was done in nature. When kids grew up, they went through rites of passage in nature where they were sitting in the forest alone, learning to become men and women. Parties in the tribe, songs and dances celebrating the different aspects of life and the different cycles of life, being closely linked to nature and the cycles of the season and the cycles of life, made it easier for us to accept hardship, accept death, accept being wounded, accept challenges, because that is what nature shows us. It is created in perfection. Nature is created in perfection and in self-healing capacity and harmony. So there's a lack of purpose for these kids who are placed in schools and systems and special needs classes and ABA therapy or in front of iPads or just given entertainment or entertaining and stimulating foods instead of being part of a tribe and a ritual and a natural cycle and a family and having a purpose so that the child knows we need you in order to get water. We need you in order to be able to go and hunt and gather food. You need to be around the animals. You need to be around the elders. You need to help keep the fire going. So I feel that the purpose of men, the purpose of children, the purpose of the elderly, the purpose of women has gone so far away from what we are created to do in union, doing good and doing right and being united and doing God's work on the planet. And everything's been so politicized and so based on entertainment and superficial values. And many of us are lost and feel lost, and we are sick because of it, because our soul dies when we live a life that is too detached from who we truly are and who we are supposed to be. And that is what I feel that autism symptoms taught me and teaches all the moms that go through my course, my mindset course at barefootautismwarriors.com, or my membership, which is a 6 to 8 month process where you go through all these steps to heal these things and reconnect with nature and intuitive eating and seasonal living and ancestral lifestyle and natural living, emotional healing, all the five messages behind autism. I feel that we are under a spell of the modern society and that it is cursing us. And that when we wake up from this spell, this dream state, we realize that we are deficient in nutrient foods. We are full of nutrient deficient processed artificial foods and sweeteners and unorganic vegetables and industrial seed oils and processed foods we're eating foods that are destroying the planet and the oceans. We are unkind and unconscious, and we need to get back to an organic, undisturbed, unprocessed, uninflammatory lifestyle. That is the true purpose of our life. We need to get away from this idea that we want to destroy symptoms or we want to fix behavior. And get back to the root cause, which is get back to organic, undisturbed, unprocessed, uninflammatory, natural lifestyle, relationships, systems. Thinking about systems, not symptoms. Thinking about holistic systems rather than symptoms, killing them, destroying them, and treating them. And that brings me to my final point, which is what I told you, the critical lessons for you to get started on this and to finally understand what is going on here. And the lessons come from trees. And it's from a book that I read called The Secret Life of Trees. And this will make everything fall into place for you. So what can we learn from trees that will sum this all up and make you understand what is needed and why we have an issue and why nature deficiency is the root cause, but also that nature is the number one tool for turning autism around. Trees interact with environment, and their interaction with each other affects their success, their growth, and their health. Trees that are planted in a forest that are artificial, in forests that are artificial, are irreparably damaged. Their roots are damaged. They have damaged networking capacities, and they behave like loners and survivors. Now, does that remind you of something? Does that remind you of children who are in a state of survival? Children who are damaged at the root, because we need to interact with the environment and we need to live in a natural environment. Because listen to this, undisturbed natural forests show optimal health. Trees suffer in isolation. They thrive in nature. So native trees, trees that are native to the land, are stable. Planted trees in an unnatural environment are unstable, and it gets even crazier than that. When you are walking in a natural forest where trees are supposed to grow, they're not planted by humans, when you walk there, it lowers your blood pressure, and it lowers the blood pressure for humans. But when you are in an artificial forest, and you're walking under trees that are planted there in an unnatural environment, being around them is stressful for humans. It is not an appropriate environment for humans. because the trees that are in an unnative environment are dry, they are stressed, and they're sending out crisis scents and smells to compete for nutrition. And walking in an artificial forest like that, in that crisis situation the trees are in, that elevates our blood pressure and makes us stressed as humans. What can we learn from that? If we plant our kids in an unnatural environment, they send out crisis scents, they compete for nutrition, they are in fight and flight, and being around them elevates our blood pressure and makes us unhealthy. We cannot take our children and pull up their roots, plant them in an unnatural environment, aka an apartment, indoor environment, or city, and have them thrive. They will be in crisis. They will be damaged. They will behave like loners. This is deep, existential, crucial, philosophical, spiritual information. For trees, every tree is valuable. As part of the ecosystem, as part of the systems, they regulate each other's heat distribution, cold, humidity, water distribution for the community. Trees that are exposed to light at night in the city have a high proportion of death among the population of trees. If they don't get any darkness, they don't get any rest. It's the same thing with your children. Another beautiful lesson from trees to end this podcast, which is moving me deeply, is that trees never want to take anything from each other. They are connected at the roots. Do you think they could teach us to remember this wisdom? Do you think that the lessons of trees are the same lessons as the lessons of autism? Is it what these children are here to teach us? I think so. Let's learn from the trees who release oxygen, and so that when we walk under trees that are natural in their natural environment, we are showered in oxygen. We provide nutrition for each other. We are part of a system. We cannot be uprooted and thrive, and we cannot live without each other. When one tree suffers, so does the whole community of trees. It is time to face that we are nature, and it's time to use nature as part of your healing plan. I really hope that this was as big as an epiphany for you as it was for me, and as big of a healing tool for you as it was for me. If you want to work with me, if you want to go through this process and implement with me and be coached by me, go to barefootautismwarriors.com and start with the mindset course. That is the only way to be able to apply for my membership, where I am coaching you through the process. But you can also start for free by downloading one of my many free guides or ebooks, and you can also simply go into nature by yourself and start today. Good luck, and see you next time. Hello, Autism Warrior, and welcome to Barefoot Autism Warriors podcast. I'm Ninka Benedict Mauritsen, and I am here to tell you that autism is a consciousness test. It's a wake-up call, and it's your chance to turn your life around. And when you do, everything changes. So if you've ever longed for something to do to help your child from suffering from the most stressful of the symptoms, but you're overwhelmed because you're either told there's nothing you can do, or you are told that there are 10,000 things you have to do, like exclusion diets, protocols, supplements, tests, practitioners, and none of it really works, because nothing that is a one-size-fits-all solution will ever work for all children. And if you've ever felt overwhelmed because of your child's symptoms and fearful about the future, and you want to turn the most stressful symptoms around like I did for my son, who overcame stimming, sleepless nights, ritualistic behavior, aggression, meltdowns, learning difficulties, no eye contact, no physical contact. And we did this by addressing the underlying messages behind autism symptoms that nobody seems to talk about, so that you can get your life and your child and your dreams for the future back. So this podcast is a place to be for you to find all the tools and insights you need to turn autism around using the five underlying messages behind autism symptoms. The consciousness test, the wake-up call, we're addressing that. Nature deficiency and what that means. The emotional journey that can lead to an autism turnaround when you address your trauma, when you address your self-sabotage patterns and the self-parenting patterns that you have that's now currently affecting your parenting of your autistic child. The environmental loads and issues that have contributed to this situation that you're in. And finally, bioindividuality, nutrition, and supplements and lifestyle that's based on your child's biotype and bioindividual needs. You are in the right place if this is for you, and that's what we do in each podcast. That's how I changed my life and my child and the future. And that's how I've helped thousands of women already in Barefoot Autism Warriors community. So welcome to this podcast, and let's get started.